You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We got some movie news for you. This is warming Jeremy's heart. I know that. The Hallmark Channel has announced the number of new Christmas movies this year to go along with all the other ones that they have.
There's new ones?
I would have thought, now I'm being totally honest here. I would have thought if they said, we've got five new Christmas movies, I would have thought, dang, that's a lot. They don't have five. They don't have 10. They don't have 20. The Hallmark Channel is unveiling brand new 41 Christmas movies this year.
Yeah?
It's the most wonderful.
Ha ha, we're the first to play Christmas music.
Those guys down the dial.
Suck it.
Peed their pants.
Suck it, Queasy. And
everyone telling 41 new Christmas movies, and they're going to start showing holiday movies nonstop around the clock starting this Friday.
Oh, my God.
Wow. A month before Thanksgiving.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know what? They say it makes people feel good, and we've had, you know, another crappy year, so.
Well, this doesn't help.
Yes, it does. It helps some people.
Some people.
It's
you're
the
right.
joy
you're
of
right.
the season, Dom.
You're right. I know. You're right. It helps some people.
It does.
To watch Christmas movies.
And for, Hallmark is making bank.
For 1/6 of the year.
Hallmark is rubbing their hands together.
Oh, they like. You know, it's why wouldn't it just be year-round now? Why don't they just show Christmas movies
year-round?
Seriously.
Year round? Why do they not? Have a one of their like spin-off channels that's just straight Christmas movies all year? I bet they do. Maybe.
Speaking of films, the Disney people have announced that a whole bunch of their movies are once again getting pushed back, and it includes a lot of the Marvel movies. So those of you who can't get enough of those same movies over and over and over and over again. So a bunch of those getting moved back. The Black Panther movie, the Doctor Strange, the Thor movie, Thor, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania is moving back.
Oh, that's cool.
But here's the biggie, well, at least for some people. Harrison Ford starring once again in Indiana Jones, number 5. For the fourth time, they're pushing it back. And this time, a full year.
Oh, no.
So, Jeremy, it was supposed to come out in July of 2022. It now will come out in the summer of 2023.
Wow.
And when it hits theaters, Harrison Ford will be just a few weeks shy of his 81st birthday.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we know the shtick of this one? Like the premise, the backstory?
God,
is he retiring? Does he have an apprentice?
Like he's turning it over to a new...
To somebody new? Like, or was that the...
Like Illinois Jones this time, maybe?
Nevada Jones.
Plot of Indiana Jones.
I saw some pictures of him on the set, and it's not good. I don't know why they're... continuing to milk this. It's just it's not realistic anymore. I know, but it's just not realistic at all. He's not going to be punching people and stuff at 80.
Yeah, I bet he will. See if there's any...
Is there anything? There's no aliens in this one, is there? Because that last one was crap.
Yeah, that's... They should have stopped at 3.
Well... While you're looking that up, I'm going to...
They have said that John Williams will compose the score again.
Well, that's all right. Iconic score. Anyway. I got some Kanye West news. Well,
I'm not
formally known as Kanye West. Yeah, who cares? Kanye West changed his name. It's going to be Ye now. There's no middle name, no last name, just Ye.
Oh, so he's like, Ye. It's like Cher or Pink.
Yeah,
or
Y-E.
Rihanna.
Y-E.
Just Ye.
Doing that for personal reasons is the quote. And he did an interview in 2018 where he said, I believe Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible. And in the Bible, it means you. So I'm you. I'm us. It's us. Whatever. So Ye. So he is now Ye. Okay. So when we refer to Ye, that is Kanye West. Boom. Now you're in the loop. You're in the know. TikTok is currently obsessed with a $24 dress made by a company called Fashion Nova. Now, the thing with this dress is it makes you look thinner than you actually are. It's called the Mind of My Own Maxi Dress, and it's got black, white, and brown vertical stripes all over it, which really, that is thinning in general, but the real illusion has to do with the belt. When you cinch the belt at your waist, it kind of bends the dress in with those stripes, and it makes you look way smaller, like you're wearing a corset almost.
Hmm.
Anyway, the video's on our Facebook. It's hard to explain, but once you see it, you're like, oh. Sad thing is, Fashion Nova's website is saying that this slimming dress is sold out.
Oh.
Sorry. But you can do like one of those sign-up things that lets you know when it's back in stock. But I don't know. It's pretty cool. The internet's kind of mouth-breathing over this right now.
Do we have something like that for dudes?
No, we do not. No, we don't, do we?
We got to get Jeremy some slimming dockers.
I need something slimming pleated dockers, too. Apple had their big event yesterday. Revamped third-generation AirPods as better bass, longer battery life. New M-series MacBooks with some fancy new chips.
Hmm.
New colors for its HomePod Mini. I don't know. They didn't have a lot to sell. It wrapped up in about 49 minutes. So everyone was like, oof, not a lot of new products from Apple. Here's the biggest news from Apple. Somebody went onto their website, and they're now selling a $19 polishing cloth for all of their devices. It's a piece of felt for $19.
It's a little fabric that we all use to clean the screens, but yeah, they want almost $20 for it.
They say it's safe for their nano-textured glass. Nano-textured glass.
Whatever.
Use a T-shirt. Use an old T-shirt.
You know what? I've got one right here, and this, but it's not 19. This was like $3. But yeah. I will say this. I am an Apple stockholder, so mm-hmm. I encourage people to go out and buy
them
the
all.
Hell out of these
buy
things.
Them all.
Sell them out.
Scoop them up. Since you've all been really, really good today, I'm going to let you know that J.D. Power has released its annual ranking of the best vehicle seats.
I saw this. It's funny. It made me laugh.
And it's just because you all been good today. I'm giving you this very hard-hitting story. Looks like basically the best one, the best vehicle, is the Hyundai Elantra. It's the highest ranking in the mass market compact car category, and they say those seats are banging in the Elantras. Honorable mentions to the Nissan Rogue, the Mustang Mach-E we were just talking about.
Comfy seats, huh?
And then this makes me sad if you're selling looking to buy a truck. The Ram has better seats than America's pickup. Ford F-150 came in second, so I hope you enjoyed that story. And then really quick, where's my Fat America? It's a good one today. Hold on, let me scroll down. Here's your Fat America from Papa John's. They just announced the lineup for their Bacon Mania. They have three very bacon-heavy menu items that are going to be available now through Christmas. One is the triple bacon pizza, Dom. The second is a smoky bacon parmesan crusted sandwich of some sort. And then they've got bacon jalapeno popper rolls. I want all that.
Now, I don't know nothing about nothing, but it seems to me that this whole bacon thing is so 2, 3, 4 years ago. I'm not saying that people suddenly dislike bacon, but this movement to do everything bacon seems like it was a few years ago. Is that still that important to people?
I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
We even have a little song.
That's the only reason you told that story, so you can play that little song.
You're ding-dang right it is.
Fair enough. All right.
All right, let's do clickbait. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a cool story about a dude out in Israel who discovered a 900-year-old sword in the ocean. And I guess it was very well preserved, perfect condition. Hmm. It belonged to a knight during the Crusades, Dom.
Dang. 900
years old.
Would you love to know the story of how it got down into the bottom of the ocean?
Was he on a ship and he got
mad?
Must have
been on a ship and he
threw it off.
It just slipped out of his hand.
Whoa,
he was
whoa.
Like, oh, no.
He had bacon grease all over his fingers.
I want bacon, bacon, bacon.
So he was a clumsy knight.
Yeah,
anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Sir Clumsy.
Sir Clumsy.